When most people picture their KiwiSaver, they imagine a single pot of money sitting quietly in the background, ticking along on its own. But here is the thing worth understanding. Not all KiwiSaver funds are the same. The type of fund you're in can be the difference between coasting toward retirement or arriving there with real momentum behind you. So in this guide, I want to walk you through the main fund types and how to think about which one actually suits you. Let me start with the different flavors on offer. KiwiSaver funds generally come in six main types, and the names are consistent across every provider. From the most cautious to the most adventurous, they are defensive, conservative, moderate, balanced, growth, and aggressive. As you move up that scale, you're taking on more risk and more ups and downs along the way, but also more potential to grow your balance over the long run. The more cautious funds do the opposite, steadier with smaller swings, but less growth over time. Now, which one is right for you? It really comes down to three things. The first is your goals. Are you saving for a first home, for retirement, or for something else? The second is your time frame, which simply means how long until you actually need the money. And the third is your risk tolerance, or in plain terms, how you feel when markets dip and your balance drops for a while. Let me make that practical. If you are 35 and you are not touching your KiwiSaver until 65, a growth or aggressive fund could seriously lift your balance over those years because you have decades for the market to do its work. But if you are buying your first home next year, that same approach carries too much risk for such a short time frame, and a more conservative fund may suit you far better. And here is a point that is often overlooked. Straight after you buy that first home, it is worth reviewing your KiwiSaver again. Your time frame until retirement is now probably much, much longer than before. So the settings that made sense for the house deposit may no longer be the right ones. This matters because far too many New Zealanders are sitting into default or low-risk funds that simply do not match their goals. Over a lifetime, that mismatch can quietly cost tens or even hundreds of thousands of dollars. It is money left on the table, and most people never realize it. Just to be clear, this is general information, and it does not take into account your personal circumstances. KiwiSaver decisions can have long-term consequences, so it is genuinely worth getting personalized financial advice before making any big changes. This part of choosing a fund is not one size fits all, and it is absolutely worth getting right. If you would like a hand finding the fund type that fits your situation, you are welcome to book a free, no obligation session using the booking option on this page. Simple steps, solid results.